Mr. Brandon Gardner, my dear friend, very glad that we are connected now, and I like what you got going on over at Sembrar. So thank you for being here on Prelusum.
You. Thank you. Yeah, it's a fun name. I love the name of light. I love the idea of light and brightness, and Sembrar actually plays into that. And I know really the first question is, what is Sembrar? Well, Sembrar, the meaning of Sembrar is actually to plant or to seed in Spanish. And I love this idea of planting and seeding in the springtime and seeing something grow and harvesting it in the fall. And I find a lot of that is what we do in the business, particularly with Sembrar. Is Sembrar is a fractional product management agency, and we work with a lot of different founders. We also work with larger companies, but we work with a lot of different founders who are particularly building out a new product. So we help them plant the seed and help them take care of that seed, take care of that plant, build it, grow it, nurture it for the time being as it's growing and building. At which point then we don't necessarily do the harvesting, but they get it to a point of harvesting. So yeah, the name Sembrar is really it's built into everything that we do, and my last name is Gardner as well. So it kind of all fits in.
Absolutely. You nailed it with the name. You nailed it with the theme, with the logo. You're doing awesome stuff. And I find it fascinating what you do, this whole fractional product management. I think it's awesome what you built. And, a question I have for you is, how would you say that you're leading the way in your industry with what you're doing?
Yeah, so I've been in product management for nearly 15 years, both as an individual contributor, and also as a leader building teams, product managers, designers, researchers, and the like. If you're building a brand new product, there was always you take one of your best PMs to go and work on this new product, or you hired someone brand new to go work on this brand new idea or product, and 50% of the time, if not higher than that, 80% of the time, it wouldn't work out. Like, new products are really hard to build. And so leading the way in the industry in the sense of we are building out a way and a means for which product leaders can build more flexibility into their product resources and their product time and the people that they bring on. They can bring in the right people at the right time for the right amount of time, instead of always having to default to someone's on your current team, or we need to hire someone new. There's only been like one or two options: hire someone new, take in someone else on your team. Well, there's now a third option: bring in someone who's an expert in their area and go in there and have them work on this tool, on this product, on whatever you need them to work on for a limited amount of time, and then they're done. They've done it, they've worked on that outcome, and then they're out, instead of having to hire someone or to distract from your current team.
Exactly. It really, this whole fractional model has been really booming recently, and especially with what you're doing, right? As you just said, it's great to come in, be a part of it, be valuable, be impactful in the organization, and then move on to the next product or the next project, right? So I really like what you're doing with this, man. This is really, really cool stuff. And then how would you say, what do you feel is currently missing in your industry right now, just with product management or just the clients that you're seeing? Like, what do you feel like is currently missing?
Well, what I see a lot with founders is, particularly in the early stage parts of a product, they will go in and they will hire someone, or they'll bring in someone who doesn't have a lot of experience. And it's a lot of a risk, particularly in the early stage. And this is not a hit against people that, or those that are coming out of college or who need to build that experience. There are places to do that. But particularly in a startup, when the stakes are already really high, not a great time to compromise on a low level or low experience at that time. So there really hasn't been an option for a founder to hire someone with high level of expertise, because it's just really expensive to hire someone who's a senior. Well, if we can cut that down now, if we can now say, well, they're only going to work 10 to 20 hours a week, now it's a lot more affordable at that point, and you're reducing the risk because you're not hiring them. So this is something I really feel has been missing, particularly in that pre-seed, seed, up to Series B, Series C type companies.
Absolutely. And like you said, it wasn't there before, and now you've brought it to the table. So I love that. I'm glad that you have found that within just what you've built with your company, but really you found that missing piece and you're here to really bring value to those clients. Which leads me to my next question is, who would you say are your ideal clients?
Yeah. So I'll tell you who we have been working with right now. And these are really the ideal clients. It's those who are, again, a startup company that's in that seed stage or that pre-seed stage. They might be pre-revenue. They could be doing, you know, a little bit more revenue. The founder who has been leading the product up to this point is just very stretched thin with either sales or marketing or other responsibilities within the company. But they still have this seed, right? That they have this little plant that's starting to grow. It takes a lot to nurture this little plant as it's growing up. Well, if they don't have the time or they don't have that expertise, that is really an ideal type of client. The other one is as that team then starts to grow and they might maybe hire their first product manager or head of product. Well, then these individuals, instead of then hiring the next four or five product managers, well, maybe they could flex that team, maybe hire two of them and flex it with a fractional PM who can come in and work on different new ideas or new product areas for a limited amount of time. So really, these are the type of companies that we're working with today. Again, all the way from that seed stage up to that Series C stage. And then in addition, though, we haven't served these customers as much, but I do think there's a ripe area here. Larger companies who are experimenting, I do think there's a lot of capability for them to flex their product management capabilities and not just spend the money. I know these big companies, they have the money, they can hire someone, but let's exercise some fiscal responsibility, right? If you don't need to hire someone full time, well, don't do it. Hire someone maybe part-time who can flex into these different areas. So I do think that's an area that is underserved right now or just not noticed, but I think it will be up and coming.
What would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to have with those or looking to start with those companies, those founders, those startups, those SaaS companies? What's that ideal conversation look like when you're looking to connect with them or the prospective clients?
The questions I'm asking is first off, what are they working on? What's working? What do they not have time to do? What do they wish they had more time to do? So it's kind of both. What are you not doing? And what do you wish you had more time to do? Where do you need to focus? So these are the type of questions I'm really asking. And then the conversation then naturally leads into, well, what area could a fractional PM come in and help solve for you? What could it take off their plate so you could focus on growth or sales or something else as this seed is really building and growing, this plant is really building and growing here. We're really aiming at what are those specific projects that they might need to be worked on or product areas that they need to be worked on? And what is key, particularly in fractional product management, is that they have a fractional PM needs a very specific box that they're working in. It shouldn't be, that box can be ambiguous. What's inside the box can be ambiguous, but they really shouldn't be focusing on a bigger box or a bigger company. They need to be focused on a very specific outcome in a very specific space for them to be really, you know, really successful.
Last one for you here simply is, who would you say your ideal referral partners are? Who can lead you to those ideal clients?
Yeah, I for right now, I think it's those that are working with these smaller companies. So venture capital, private equity, that are working with those type of companies. I think those are the perfect referral partners right now for us. But we've also found success of just those who are fascinated with what we're doing, who are product leaders themselves, who are practitioners also referring us out. So again, it's those that are working with these smaller companies that are building and growing at this point.